Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Steve Braun. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Steve Braun. Batting fourth. The DH, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Danny Thompson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tom Kelly. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Decker. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fifth. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Montgomery. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Bob Heisa. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Braun for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo takes first base on ball four. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Yastrzemski moves to third. Lynn moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Pizzick now pitching. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive towards short. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carbo. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Oliva moves to third. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Burleson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Oliva scores. One out. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Heisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Thompson moves to third. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carbo. Borgman reaches second base with a double. Thompson scores. Terrell moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-1 in the game. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-1 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Terrell scores. Borgman moves to third. Braun moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-1 in the game. Bry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carbo. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Thompson applying the tag. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-1 in the game. Burleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 4, Red Sox, 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Heil bunts towards the mound. Tiant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heil. The throw from Montgomery and he is safe. Heil steals second. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thompson strikes out. One out. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carbo. Kelly reaches second base with a double. Heil scores. It's 5-4, Twins. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a pop-up towards third. Heisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Borgman hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Braun. Rice reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. Lynn goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Evans hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-5, Red Sox. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Montgomery hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bry. Montgomery reaches second base with a double. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 0-for-1 in the game. Hysa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Thompson. Montgomery scores. Hysa moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hysa moves to third. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hysa fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Albury now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 5. the Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hile strikes out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva moves to second. Tom Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Yastrzemski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. Oliva moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oliva scores. Thompson scores. Terrell moves to second. It's 9-7, Red Sox. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery fires to second and picks off Terrell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Twins 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Montgomery bunts towards the mound. Albury fields it and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to second. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0-for-2 in the game. Hisa bunts towards the mound. Albury fields it and throws to first for the out. Evans scores. Griffin moves to second. Two outs. It's 10-7, Red Sox. Juan Benitez pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Juan Benitez now playing left field. Roger Maurer now pitching. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Borgman hits a pop-up towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Braun strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-3 in the game. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heil hits a line drive to left center field. That will be extra bases. Benitez and Lynn chase after the ball. Lynn fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Lynn. Heil moves to third. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Twins 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got six RBIs. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kelly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Montgomery is hit by the pitch. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Montgomery moves to second. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hisa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Montgomery scores. Griffin moves to second. It's 11-7, Red Sox. Juan Benitez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benitez is 0-for-1 in the game. Benitez takes first base on ball 4. Griffin moves to third. Hisa moves to second. Bill Campbell now pitching. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-4 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bry. Burleson reaches second base with a double. Griffin scores. Hisa scores. There goes Benitez trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 13-7, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing left field. Bobby Darwin pinch hits for Tom Kelly. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Terrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darwin moves to second. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Borgman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darwin moves to third. Terrell moves to second. Danny Walton pinch hits for Steve Braun. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lynn. Walton reaches second base with a double. Darwin scores. Terrell scores. Borgman moves to third. It's 13-9, Red Sox. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Borgman scores. Walton moves to third. One out. It's 13-10, Red Sox. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-4 in the game. Bry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Yastrzemski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Twins 10. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Walton now playing first base. Bobby Darwin now playing right field. Steve Bry now playing left field. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Twins 10. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Drago now pitching. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Darwin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Minnesota Twins, 10. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.